Once upon a time, about half a century ago, thousands of American boys and girls were buying and wearing coonskin caps. They did it so they could be like Davy Crockett and like the actor who played him, Fess Parker.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fess Parker died today. He played the Tennessee frontiersman in the 1950s Disney TV show that restored Davy Crockett to prominence as a national hero, a hunter politician who always had his trusty rifle, Old Betsy, at his side.
Said Old Betsy will reach.
The show was a huge hit, especially with kids. The theme song made it to number one in 1955, and the show touched off a merchandising powder keg to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and for a while, Davy Crockett coonskin caps and rifles and lunchboxes were everywhere. Parker went on to play the dad in Old Yeller, and he put on the cap again a few years later to play Daniel Boone on television.
In later years, Parker opened a family winery and vineyards in California. Fess Parker was 85. His family says he died of natural causes.
Fought single-handed through the Injun War till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking was done. Why, the Western March had just begun, so he packed his gear and his trusty gun and lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.